Praise the Lord. We're going to turn in our Bibles to Revelation 20. Again, a couple of weeks ago, we had part of this chapter. We're going to cover now some other aspects that were here in this chapter that we didn't cover that first time. If you turn there to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, the first part, remember that Satan was bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and the Lord let him come out, and immediately we read on over then in the chapter beginning with verse 7, how that he was loosed out of that pit, and then he went out and deceived some people and gathered them together to battle, and the Lord just took him and threw him into the lake of fire. So that's what we read and studied there last time. And it'll be a wonderful time. That's in verse 10, if you want to read that. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, that's the Antichrist, we call him, and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Praise the Lord. I'm glad the old devil's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to bless our lesson today, tonight, today. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you for the Word of God. We thank you so much, Lord, for the truth. Father, as we see it in the Word of God, we ask you to bless this lesson that I'm giving today, Father, to our hearts. Encourage us and help us, Lord, to just keep on believing and believing the Word of God every day of our lives, applying it to our lives, Lord, and growing in you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So wonderful. Won't it be wonderful when the devil, there'll be no more temptation from Satan. Won't that be wonderful? Boy, wonderful. So we're going to go back to verse 4. Now there are two portions that we didn't cover. One was verse 4 through 6, and then the second one is verses 11 through 15. Now, just to cover a little bit so that all of us will be able to understand what is going on. The setting of this is the 7 years of tribulation. Jesus Christ is going to come back again one of these days. We believe that it's very soon. And he's going to come back and judge the world. In chapter 19, verses 11 through 21, it speaks about how he's going to judge the Antichrist and the false prophet. And there'll be a great change in the world. The Lord's going to begin to reign for the 1,000-year reign of Christ. We had that in our lesson here, beginning in the first part of this chapter 20, we saw that the old devil was put into the lake, into the bottomless pit, held for 1,000 years. And during that 1,000 years, that's when the Lord Jesus Christ will set up his kingdom on the earth, and we will already be in heaven by that time. The people of the world today who know the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever group they're in, will be in heaven at this time. Okay, there will be people on the earth, living on the earth, who have believed in the Lord during the tribulation time that will be living right here on the earth. So the Lord's going to set up his kingdom on the earth. Now we're going to read verse 4. Verse 4 of chapter 20. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. Praise the Lord. There are going to be some people in heaven that sit on thrones, and I think all of us know who that group is. The overcomers of this church age, the scripture teaches us, and we've had already in the lessons in the book of Revelation. In chapter 4, it shows them there sitting on the thrones. Some people don't understand chapter 4 of Revelation, and they say these beings, these 24 elders and four living creatures that are here sitting on thrones, we don't know who they are. That's what a man who preaches the Word of God said on the radio or TV. He said, I don't know who they are. Well, if he had read in chapter 5, like I've said before several times, he would know, because it plainly says there, we are redeemed from every kindred, nation, and tongue. So those people that are on those thrones reigning with Christ are overcoming people of this church age who have, from even in Paul's day back there, the believers that were running and while following the Lord and applying the word of God to their lives. And all of us can be in that group. It's a wonderful thing. But every believer who knows Jesus Christ at this point will already be in heaven. The ones I'm talking about, the ones that received Jesus Christ during this church age. Many of them that believe start believing in the during the time of the 7 years of tribulation will remain earth dwellers. They'll be here on the earth. So that's later study or more study, okay? So verse 4 says, I saw these thrones and they that sat upon them. If you want to look back, just go back to Revelation 4 that I was talking about, and you'll see them there. In verse 4 and 5, round about the throne were 24 thrones. Upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And then later on, over in chapter 5, as I quoted that to you, he says there in verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And the word is actually in the original, over the earth. So that's what I'm referring to. I want you to understand, you know, that I'm not just saying it from off the top of my head. It's what the scripture says. So there are going to be people that are in heaven that will be ruling and reigning with Christ. That's what Apostle Paul taught in his teaching, was that one day we could be there with the Lord, reigning with him. And so look at our verse here now in Revelation 20, verse 4. I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. So they're going to be helping the Lord to give the judgment that will be upon the earth of this 7 years of tribulation at that time. Now notice what it says. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to know that during the tribulation time, when the believers, people come to know the Lord Jesus, which there will probably be a majority, you know, of people that turn to the Lord, but there are going to be people that cry out to the living God for salvation when the troubles start coming. We've already studied in the book of Revelation many of the plagues and things that are going to happen in this world during those 7 years of tribulation. These are people that have believed in the Lord. They did not take the mark of the beast. That is found in our text, as we have read before, where the beast rounds these people up and takes them and wants to behead them during that 7 years of tribulation, because they will not bow to the Antichrist. That's found in Revelation 13:7. And there was given unto him to make war with the saints, to overcome them, to subdue and conquer. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And so this is what this is talking about right here. They were beheaded for Christ. You think you could be that strong in the Lord? It's only the Lord that's strong in us. You know that? We can't do something in ourselves. But there have been in the past many martyrs for Christ in foreign lands. Right now, in Nigeria, which had many Christian people, many Christian pastors, and the Muslims are going through and killing the Christians. It's terrible, isn't it, when we think about it? But those dear people who are beheaded for Christ, who give up their lives to keep standing for the Lord Jesus Christ, beheaded for the witness of Jesus, that means they went about telling other people that there was a Savior. And for the Word of God, for standing for the Word of God. You think you're strong enough to do that? You're not. Neither am I. We can't do it in ourselves. These people are not going to do it in their own strength either. They're going to do it by the strength of the Lord. They will be saved, they will know the truth, and they will not bow down to the Antichrist, and they will be beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the Word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither the image, neither had they received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. They will live and they will reign in some way with the Lord. They're not, as we know by studying the word, they are not the full overcomers that reign with Christ fully. But all of the people of God will have some part in that reign of Christ. And these people will be, no doubt, still on the earth, and they will experience Jesus ruling from the heavens for this 1,000 years on the earth. It's going to be peace. It's going to be wonderful here. We're going to have a better place in heaven. But no doubt we will come down and be with Jesus as he's here governing this world for 1,000 years. Now notice this phrase, but the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, this last phrase, this is the first resurrection, actually goes with the next verse. So I'm going to read it again. But the rest of the dead, who is he talking about, the rest of the dead? He's talking about those others, not the believers, but the unbelievers who are there, who don't know Jesus. I saw this, the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. One thing I noticed about the rest of the dead here that will live not until the 1,000 years. See, they'll die in the tribulation. These people that are going into hell, waiting until the time of the tribulation is over before they are judged. Okay, these dead come up before God out of the sea and death and hell. Hell is like a jailhouse holding unbelievers until later judged here, right here in this earth, and cast into the eternal place called the lake of fire. And that's what we're going to read today. That's found over in beginning in verse 11 of this chapter to verse 15. So notice that the rest of the dead will have to wait that long. All of the unbelievers, they'll be waiting until the time that God is going to bring them and judge them before the great white throne judgment, we call it. And then he says, this is the first resurrection. Now, the first resurrection is made up of a lot of different parts. Of course, that is Jesus coming and taking us away. If we are in that group, that will be leaving and he appears. And then later, there will be another group, 144,000 that are brought up to heaven. There'll be another group called the Great Innumerable Company. So there are many different types, many, many parts in this first resurrection. And then notice verse 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And so I believe that explains what he's saying. Blessed is he that hath part in this first resurrection. I want to be in that group. I hope that you are. I hope that we can look for the coming of Jesus right now and know that he is coming soon. This world is getting more wicked, more bad. The United States is it's just amazing the stuff happening in the United States. It's an amazing thing. And we see through those things that it is not long until Jesus Christ is going to appear. And if we want to be ready for his coming, just ask him. Ask him to help us to be ready and watching for the coming of Jesus. He says we're blessed and holy if we are the ones that take part in this first resurrection. And he says, on this, the second death hath no power. What is the second death? It's being in the lake of fire. There will never die. Even Jesus said in this place of the judgment of God, the lake of fire, that they would never rest. Their souls would never rest. So those people who don't know Jesus as their Savior are going to be in that place for eternity, suffering. So, and then he says, that's called the second death, but it has no power upon the believers of Christ. And they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So during this 1,000-year time, the people of God will be reigning, ruling and reigning with Christ. Different ones in different capacity. Some people will be servants of the Lord in heaven. Others will be the bride of Christ. There will be many different groups in heaven, and they will all be rejoicing and worshiping the Lord. So, going on now, we're going to go to verse 11, which we didn't cover the other day when we were studying this chapter. Now we say, okay, what's going to happen then to those people who he referenced in verse 5 as the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished? That's these people right here, beginning in verse 11. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. So this is amazing. When, you know, we go to heaven, the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth will happen, but then there's going to be a great, great thing happen. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. Is that anything for us to be bothered about? No. We're going to be in heaven with the Lord. We're going to be rejoicing in the presence of the Lord and all the goodness of God. We're not going to be caring anything about whether this earth exists or not. But you see, God created this earth, didn't he? Back there. He renovated it too in the flood of Noah. He tried to get the people to believe, didn't he? But only Noah and his families, we heard in our Sunday school lesson, the only ones that believed in the Lord. So praise the Lord. Here we are. This great white throne is going to take place after that 1,000-year reign of Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to sit on that throne. And he is going, when he gets on that throne, his sternness and people that are involved in this are going to know this is terrible. This is not a good, wonderful little blessing the Lord is going to give. This is a horrible thing that he's going to give to those who do not believe in him. And so it says, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse 12, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now, this is not talking about dead like Christians die in their body and then their spirit goes to be with the Lord. That's not what that's meaning at all. The Christians in the book of Revelation at this point are already in heaven. The ones that are going to heaven are already there. We've already studied about them. They're in heaven. When it says the dead here, it means those who are dead in trespasses and sins, as Paul says. We are not those that are dead in trespasses and sins when we know Jesus Christ is our Savior. He saved us. He gave us the life of Christ in us. We are the children of the living God. We'll be in heaven with the Lord. This is a wonderful thing. So these dead, small and great, that stand before God are spiritually dead. They have not been saved. They are unsaved. Since Adam and Eve, even in the Garden of Eden, and from that point on, all the people who did not believe in God, who stood against God, will be in this judgment. Isn't it an amazing thing? And so what does God do? They're standing before God. And the books were opened. Now, this is an interesting thing because we know in one place it tells us that when we become a believer in Christ, the Lord writes our name down in his book, in the Lamb's Book of Life, it's called. Our name is written there. And besides our name, over here on this side, I like to think of, is written righteous because Christ died for this person and this person believes. It's already written down. If you know Jesus as your Savior, you have that written in heaven already. Your name is written down. Isn't that a beautiful thing? It's true. Smile, it's true. Praise the Lord. So the books were open. Now these books are going to, as he says here, another book was opened, which was the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. When I read this script, this text, I always think of Hitler for some reason. Hitler was one of the meanest, horrible men that has ever been on the earth. And I always think of him being there in this judgment of the lake of fire when he's cast forever into the lake of fire, as well as all people who do not know Jesus Christ, who refuse to receive Jesus Christ. Do you know that God, in his justice, makes sure that every single person hears the message of salvation? Every single person. He wouldn't be a just God if he didn't. And he is a just God. He makes sure that somehow people have heard the message and know how to be saved. So all the books, now, as he says, the book of life, that's whether their name is written in the book of life, the book of the Lord, that where we have new life in Christ. But also there are other books. Now, what are those other books? As it says in verse 12, the latter part, according to their works. Even the unbeliever, all of the mean and horrible things that they do, God writes down. Isn't that something? He writes down our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he does write down our deeds. The faithfulness of our life, how we walk with God, what we do, and we will be rewarded accordingly in the heavenlies. But these people who have refused to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, their name is not in the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in these books according to their works. That speaks to us because those who are so evil that they persecute and hurt and all the things that they do in this earth, terrible world that we live in, making and inventing methods of hurting other people, God is going to judge them and they are going to be punished forever and ever and ever. And so let's go ahead and read on. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Now think about all the people that have died in the sea. Many times the sharks eat them and there's nobody left. And, you know, they'll say there's not going to be anybody left because it's, I'm talking about their physical body. They've died in the ocean. They've died in the sea. So, but the Lord is going to cause their spirit to come back and be judged. He's going to bring them back. We don't know exactly what form they're going to be in, but we know they're going to be here because the Bible says they are. They're going to have to stand before the Lord and receive judgment. And so it says, the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to his works. And this is not talking about good, nice works. This is talking about what they did in their life. How many persons did they harm? How many of God's people did they kill? They will martyr many, many people in the tribulation. There have been martyrs always. If you've read anything about history, you should know that Christians have suffered horribly. God's people have suffered throughout the centuries. But these people who have done these wicked things are going to be judged. They were judged, every one, according to their works. And of course, these are not spiritual works. These are self works, fleshly works, things that they did that were ungodly. They didn't receive the Lord as their Savior. And so there is no spiritual work. If they did try to be good, it was only just a game. It was not real. And it says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. It is true from the scripture that when people die that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, they go to hell. Hell is like a prison place that holds all the unbelievers that don't know Jesus, that have refused to accept Jesus Christ. They are there in that place of torment. It's a place of torment. It really is. Jesus explained it that way. But death itself, what does that mean? That it's going to be cast into the lake of fire. There will be no more death. There's a song that goes that way. There will be no more death. There will be no more sorrow. No more pain. I love that song. Praise the Lord. There's not going to be any more death. Nobody is going to die from this time on. We'll all be living in the glory in the heaven with the Lord, worshiping and praising for eternity. And hell, this horrible place, it's all going to be cast into the lake of fire. And he says, this is the second death. That's also recorded in Revelation 2:11. What it means is the punishment and what they're going to go through is just going to be a continual death, a continual sorrow, a continual pain. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you died for us. Thank you that you provided salvation for us. We are not going to be in this place, folks. You're not going to be in that place. You know Jesus as your Savior. You are bound for heaven. Hallelujah. That's the cost of receiving Jesus. He paid the price. He gave his life. We receive Jesus into our life, and we will be in the heavens with the Lord. So death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And so we already said the lake of fire is that terrible place of punishment. And this is the second death. See, they already died a human death. But this is going to be an ongoing death, constantly, constantly suffering, suffering, suffering. And who else is going to be there? The old devil. He already got put there in the first part of this chapter that we're studying. Okay, in verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Whosoever that is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Book of Life is the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise the name of Jesus. How thankful that we are to know that our name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life. It doesn't matter, you know, we don't have membership. I mentioned that last week, okay? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a member. You belong to God. You are part of the body of Christ. You're part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's the way that we become God's children, is by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. Notice that word cast. The Lord's going to cast them into the lake of fire. That word in the original means to throw or to throw down. And I thought this was interesting. To cast them out as dung. D-U-N-G. That's what that word means in the Greek. This will only happen to those people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. That hurts God. He gave his only begotten Son that all of us might live. But people, it's just like kicking at God, you know, just saying, I don't want that. You know, that's false, that's error, that's crazy. I'm not going to believe that. But there is a penalty going to be paid. I'd like for you to turn to John, the 5th chapter. This will be the last scripture we have in John, the fifth chapter. These are the words of Jesus, beginning with verse 24. Chapter 5, verse 24. Jesus Christ speaking himself right here, as it says in verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said, and beginning in verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. See, he's talking about the resurrection there. The resurrection of Christ, when those people hear that voice of Jesus saying, come up here, they're going to hear it because they're believers in Christ. Verse 26, for as a father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And he hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Now there we have the two sides of it. The people who know Jesus Christ as their Savior and they die, they're going to be raised from the dead. They're going to go to heaven. Their spirits are already in heaven, but their body may still be in the grave. But one of these days when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and they that which remain and are alive shall be caught up together to be with the Lord. That's speaking of course, those who are fully walking with God, but all believers of this age will be in heaven, not in the hell situation. But Jesus says there, he gives two classes, those that have done good, that is believing in Jesus Christ unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil by not accepting Jesus, not wanting the things of God, unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. That's Jesus. Jesus telling the way of salvation. Don't marvel at this. Just believe. If there's anyone here today that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to receive Jesus and be saved and know him as your Lord and Savior. And he loves you so much. That's why he died, because he loves us so much. Praise the Lord. I hope you receive something from this tonight, today, just to realize what a blessing we have to know where we are going. We are going to heaven one of these days, and it's going to be so marvelous. I just can't imagine how good it's going to be. It's going to be so wonderful. Praise the name of Jesus.